Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma e biotech world. Masimo is planning to spin off its consumer unit 2 years after acquiring Sound United for its audio brands. In other news, an EU court advisor has sided with Illumina in a dispute that triggered a fine for Grail, Vyaire Medical has recalled resuscitators linked to two deaths, and Medtronic claims a win in a patent dispute with Axonix. The FDA's looming rule on laboratory-developed tests has experts warning that patients may lose access to critical tests. Despite the medical device regulation going into effect in the EU, key infrastructure is not fully operational, posing challenges for small and medium-sized medtech companies. Advocate, a health system, has sold its senior home care business to private equity firm Wad Capital Partners. Change, a technology firm, announced that its largest claims clearinghouses are coming back online, with over $14 billion in claims ready for processing. Experts are warning that patients may lose access to critical diagnostics as the laboratory-developed test rule looms, leading to increased FDA oversight of such tests. Hospital groups have questioned HHS about data breach reporting following the Change cyberattack. Regeneron's bispecific antibody odronextamab received two complete response letters from the FDA due to issues with its confirmatory trials. Meanwhile, Novo Nordisk acquired mid-stage biotech company Cardior Pharmaceuticals, expanding its presence in heart disease treatment. ABBVI also acquired Landos Biopharma, adding an oral NLRX1 agonist for inflammatory and autoimmune diseases to its portfolio. The FDA approval of Novo's weight loss drug, Wegovy, for cardiovascular disease will likely increase access for Medicare patients. In the biopharmaceutical industry, there is a focus on innovation in recombinant antibodies and the exploration of new indications beyond diabetes and obesity for GLP-1 agonists. Marketers are optimistic about the potential of generative AI to boost the creator economy, with three-quarters planning to increase investment in generative AI content. Mountain Dew is targeting gamers and outdoor enthusiasts with rewards programs, while PepsiCo has created a Flamin' Hot brand to highlight their fast-growing chip flavor. The latest TikTok ban attempt could benefit Meta and impact advertisers, and brands are pivoting to video successfully this time around. Levi's new campaign positions the brand as the unofficial uniform for progress by passing the pen to consumers. Overall, automation is seen as a key tool for marketers to accelerate digital ad production and distribution.